Easter message yet twice. And so we'd like you to come out and be a part of this. Invite your friends, invite your enemies to come and be a part of that event. And we would love to introduce you to ourselves and to also the most wonderful person in our life, and his name is Jesus. So that is coming up this week. We look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at 10:30. I also want to say thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They specialize in doing concrete work, concrete finishing. They do all sorts of things. I was talking with a person here not too long ago, and they were down on their knees, and they were wearing knee pads. And I said, man, knee pads are a wonderful invention. I didn't use my knees too much doing concrete work, although I have done a little bit of that. Mine was bending down, waiting on customers selling shoes in a full-service shoe store back in the day when they still did that. And I said, man, knee pads are so wonderful. And he went on to describe that he had been in concrete work. And folks, it's hard work. There's coming some weather here in a few weeks that the heat's going to be in the 90s and the humidity is going to be way up there. And working out in those elements is not easy on the body. Being down on the ground, I don't know if you realize it, but whenever there's concrete down on the ground, that means somebody was down on the ground working it. And it's hard on joints and knees and things like that. But the folks at JITS Concrete, they are tremendously skilled at it. They know all the tricks of the trade that make it easier, that cause the project to come out right the first time. You want to avail yourself of their decades of experience, their expertise, and their experience and their hard work ethic. Give them a phone call, 321-536-5804. And you probably want to get in touch with them quite a bit of time ahead of when you have a project coming up because of supply chain issues and all of that sort of stuff. Who would have thought that in 2022 we would be dealing with supply chain issues, but we seem to be dealing with that in a great number of industries, and the trades are not immune from that. So 321-536-5804, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. Yesterday we were in 1 Peter chapter 5. Today we're going to be in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And so we've got some people in our church. Unfortunately, I think they may, well, one of them passed away. The other, I believe, is moving away to a different part of the country. But this was the verse that I preached the very first time that they showed up at church. And it was a, you know, I told you yesterday about a life verse that I have. This was one of his. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse number 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, although you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. So let's just look real quick. Verse number 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you want more grace and more peace in your life, if you want it multiplying, if you want exponential increase in the favor of God and the peace of God in your life, you need to grow in the knowledge of God and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's got to happen. You can't reach a level and say, I'm complacent here, I'm just going to camp out here. That's not the thing to do. Abraham's father, his name was Terah, he set out for the land of Canaan, but the effects of life, the loss of his son, it caused him to make it as far as Haran, and that's where he stopped. He never made it to the promised land because he reached a place where he was complacent, where he was comfortable, and he said, this is where I'm going to settle down. Most of his generations continued to settle down there. But one day God came to his son and he said, Abram, I want you to go to the place which I will show you, and I'm going to do great things in your life if you will just trust me. And Abram set out on a journey to finish the journey his father started. And he continued to grow. He became the father of faith. So I want to encourage you, don't stop in your journey with Jesus. Continue to grow in him. The grace of God will continue to multiply in your life, and peace will continue to manifest itself in your soul, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Okay? So because of God's power, he has bestowed into you and into me, through the knowledge of God and through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, through his grace and through his peace, he gives us everything that we need to live a godly life, to live a long life. He provides everything. And it says, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So, again, the more that we know him, the more we're going to recognize the provisions that he's made in his life, that no matter whatever we face, he's provided everything that we need, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Okay, thank God for the promises. That through these, what the promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. Not so that you can just be familiar with them or be observers, but that you get to partake of them and you get to become like Jesus in your own life. The Bible says that we shall see him and we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Where I am right now and where you are right now is where we have gone in our journey and seen. You know what? That's who God is. And if we stop there, that's all of Jesus we're ever going to manifest in our life. But if we see that Jesus is Savior, if Jesus is Healer, that Jesus is the coming King, that Jesus is the giver of every good and perfect gift, we're going to continue to grow and we're going to continue to become like him. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so in the verses 5 through 9, it tells us what we are to add, for this very reason, giving all diligence, make sure you're very careful, add to your faith virtue, character. To that, add knowledge. To knowledge, add self-control. To self-control, add perseverance. Don't give up. Have the patient endurance of the saints. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. What would happen if we made a flow chart of those things and started at the bottom and worked our way up to where love was the ultimate expression? Would we come to a place where we'd say, you know, I'm kind of stuck right here? And then say, there's a lot of potential up the flow chart, if you will, if I will just make sure that I add this next ingredient to my life. I need to get some people into my life who can help me to walk in that manifestation. Here's the benefit, okay? There's nothing that you do for God that you're not going to be rewarded for, because he's not going to forget about any of that. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 9 says something different. For he who lacks these things, so where one is abounding and is fruitful, the one who lacks these things is short-sighted to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You know, it's great to have been a Christian for decades, but there's also a warning light that comes with that, and that is sometimes we forget where God brought us from. Don't ever forget where God brought you from. And because of where he's brought you from, we should never become complacent with where we are now, because, look, the journey from where we were to where we are is great, but the journey from where we are to where God could take us is even greater. Verse number 10, therefore, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Wouldn't it be great not to spiritually stumble? I think it would be fantastic. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's an old hymn in some of our hymn books, and it just said more abundantly, more abundantly. The word abundance, there's even a Greek word, superabundance. Here we have had supplied to us. We talked about this, I believe, last week in a program, that where God has made a way of access to us. Here it says that the entrance will be supplied to us abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of God. So that is the background. Verse number 12 says, because of this, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. A lot of times, we like to hear new things. But the Bible says that we bring out of our treasury both old and new things. There are a lot of times that people only want the old, except for if they're getting a new outfit, or they're getting a new gift, or they're getting new furniture, or they're getting a new car, whatever it might be. There's all sorts of new things, and sometimes there's a learning curve there. So it's not that we don't like new things, we just don't like change. And if there's anything in this life that I can guarantee you, it is change. There's only one person who doesn't change, and that's God. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. There's never going to be a new and improved version of him. And so he says, For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. We need to be reminded. We need to be reminded. Sometimes you may have to do a cheat sheet. I've got a thing on my phone, and if something comes to my spirit that I don't want to forget, I put it in there. And believe me, that's better than writing it down on a piece of paper. When I've got as many messages as I do a week, and that looks like it's only getting bigger, it's my desk has all sorts of paper on it. At home, I got all sorts of papers going on. So if I need to remember something, I need to make a reminder. And so Peter said, I will not neglect reminding you. There's actually three things that Peter says here about reminding you. He says, for this reason, I want you to have that abundant entrance into the kingdom of our Lord. He said, so therefore I remind you, verse number 13, he said, yes, I think it's right as long as I am in this tent, as long as he's in his physical body, to stir you up by reminding you. So when he reminds us, it doesn't allow spiritual sediment to settle into our lives. Instead, it keeps things stirred up so that we don't become complacent or lackadaisical in our approach to life. We don't forget the reason that we are here. We are not here for three square meals and a bed. We are not here for comfort. We are on a mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be times of reprieve. There doesn't mean that there's not going to be times of rest. But we're here in this window called time so that we can touch people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that. Okay? So there's one more thing. Verse number 15. Peter says, moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. He says, look, God's already showed me what my end is going to look like. I don't know when it is coming, but until that comes, I am going to be diligent. I am going to be very careful that you have something after I'm gone, maybe a letter called 2 Peter, that will remind you of these things because you don't want to miss out on the benefit. Okay? So let's go back up to verse number 12. I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in this present truth. So that word diligent, back up there in verse number 10, it means to be quick to make your call and election sure. Negligent says I'm not going to neglect it. But the word that I wanted to focus on as we come to our last lesson here on this lifestyle of seeking truth, it's the truth that you now have. The truth that you now have. Most of the time, the things that cause us problems in life are not the things that we don't know. It's the things that we do know. We need to not only know them, but we also need to be established in the things that we do know. So thank God for present truth. Another translation said this, the truth which is held firmly in your grasp. Another translation says, the truth you have been taught. So it's probably been 3 or 4 years ago I had a conversation with a person And we have some things in common, not a whole bunch, but a few things. And so whenever we get together, we have a conversation. And on this particular day, he asked a question, and it caused me to wonder something. He was asking me a theological question, and the question that came to my mind was this: is that really the issue that is holding you back from having a thriving relationship with Jesus Christ? He was like wanting to say, well, because I don't know this, I'm really not going to be able to embrace a life as a born again believer. And it's not because I'm suspicious. It's just because I know people. A lot of times we're not looking for a reason. We are looking for an excuse. And those are two different things. Those are two different things. You see, whenever a person moves from the realm of the things that they know and they want to set aside the spiritual truths that they know because of some abstract hypothetical situation, they're looking for an excuse to set aside the truth. But I'll tell you what spiritual deception will never do for you. This spiritual deception will never remind you of all of the blessings of God that you will miss in your life. This is some good stuff here. The deception of the enemy will never remind you of the blessings of God that you're missing out on. Okay? The blessings or the deception of the enemy will never remind you of the truth. It would be just as, he would be just as happy as he could be if you never thought about the Word of God or the truth of God or the God of truth ever again in your life. The deception of the enemy will never cause you to be established in the truth. He will constantly be attacking and trying to damage the foundation of your life. Verse number 14 here in 2 Peter chapter 1 says, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. One other aspect that the deception of the enemy will never remind you of is that you have a final breath that's in your future. And you have a meeting with the King that happens right after that. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. The enemy will never remind you of the chains that he has bound you with in your life. He will not remind you of any of the good things of God, and he'll never remind you of the bad things. There are a lot of people who go through life and they have not done the prerequisite work of 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 2 through 11. They've not done any of that sort of stuff, and they wonder, why don't I have any peace in my life? Why don't I have any grace in my life? Why don't I have the tools that are necessary that causes me to be successful in this life? Why am I not growing? Okay. Now, I can tell you this. One thing is for sure. You are growing. I am growing. We are all growing older. Every minute of every day, we get older. But just because we get older does not mean that we do not have purpose. And it doesn't mean that our best days are behind us. For believers, our best days should be in front of us. And so we need to remind ourselves. Maybe one of the things that you need to do to remind yourself of what God has in store for you is you download this radio program from WMIEFM.com and go to April the 12th, 2022 and say, I'm going to download that and I'm going to remind myself of everything that I want to grow in. I'm going to remind my, maybe you need to write that out and put it on your mirror. Maybe you need to memorize the verse. Whatever you need to do, don't stop growing. Peter said, I will not be negligent to remind you. Don't be negligent to remind yourself. Reminding yourself stirs things up and say, you know what? I'm not only going to remind myself, but one day I'm going to die. I'm going to make sure even after I'm gone, I'm still reminding others to grow in their relationship with Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow. Right.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Like a beggar's plea.